Okay, always delivering the biggest and the best at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and what a week it has been in college basketball for the men and the women. The UConn Huskies taking care of business. Kevin Ollie and Gino Auriemma celebrating their one shining moment and national championships. So now it is time to focus our attention on the race to the finish line with the NBA playoffs. I am so excited. What teams will make the final cut? Because it has been a close cluster in the Western Conference with the Mavericks, the Suns, and the Grizzlies. What will their fate be as we head down the home stretch? So once again, we have invited back. He is the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Mr. Bill Ingram, up there in Dallas. How are you this weekend, Bill? How's things going tonight?
Well, I got to tell you, when it's this close down at the bottom of the standings, every night matters, and it's an exciting time to be watching. And especially now the college is over, it's an exciting time to be watching. Everybody kind of turns their attention now to the NBA.
That's right. We've got singular focus, and we're going to break down the Wild Wild West here in just a moment. But let's back up, because it's been an exciting week in college basketball. And I'm thinking about Kevin Ollie, of course, spent time in the NBA, just his leadership and what he was able to accomplish. It was an incredible run for the Huskies.
That's pretty stunning when you think about it in a couple different ways. First of all, UK to get there had to overcome some odds because they were not a team that anybody thought would be there. But then for UConn to go ahead and win that championship, I mean, for a player, as we've seen with Jason Kidd in the NBA, for a player to go from playing to coaching is not necessarily an easy transition. And to go from playing to coaching at the collegiate level, which is, as far as I'm concerned, it's a totally different game. And in college, it's still a sport. It's still a team sport. It takes a team effort to win a game as opposed to the NBA where it's, hey, here, Kevin Durant, go have a miracle game and we'll win. It's a very big challenge for an NBA player to coach at all. But I think to coach at the college level and to have that kind of success right away, that's incredible. I mean, there's no other way to look at that. And it's a tribute to Kevin Ollie and to the coaches that he worked, that he played with, that helped him get to the point where he could see the game the way that he sees it. And you know, that's fantastic, not only for the team, but for him as a coach.
Of course, last year, Kevin Ollie and his staff, the Huskies, were 20-10, and it was just a remarkable turnaround. And of course, coming into the season, Bill, not sure if you were aware of this, I mean, their preseason rank was 15. So that really says a lot about him. I just thought, and I'd mentioned this earlier in the show, just, you know, when watching that game, you could just see that NBA experience really played to his benefit because he, as a coach, he just did not seem nervous at all. And obviously, what do you remember about his time in the NBA of Kevin Ollie?
Well, he's one of those guys that every team, there's always the marquee guys that you're paying to see. But then you need glue guys. And Kevin Ollie was one of those glue guys, like a Shane Battier type player.
Yeah.
I think Shane's one of the ultimate glue guys now. But the guy who is never in the headlines, but his contributions, if you talk to coaches and players, if you watch the game and really understand what each player brings, you see it night in and night out. And that's who Kevin Ollie was. And I think that may have helped him even, because a star player, I think, has a hard time coming down off of that cloud to put himself at a level where he can be humble enough and really be a leader beyond just, hey, I'm this star player. I'm LeBron James, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think perhaps having to work hard to maintain a spot on a roster and having to learn to do the little things and having to learn the game well enough to have a long NBA career without being a marquee guy, that's an underestimated value for a guy who is not a star player to have a lengthy NBA career and have a lot of teams that want him to be a part of what they're doing. And like I say, he has to study harder than the next guy. He has to work harder than the guy who just has the amazing ability built in. You know, that guy has to work harder, study harder, and as a result, you know, and talk about pressure, you know, the pressure's on every year you're trying to secure a spot on an NBA team. So, yeah, he's been in the cooker and he's survived a long time. So I think that probably did set the stage for him to be a successful college coach.
Well, that's one thing Kevin Ollie always prided himself on as an NBA player, was spending time, you know, watching game tape and knowing how to maximize strengths and minimize weaknesses, no doubt about that. Now, it is interesting. Okay, Bill Ingram is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. And of course, before we start talking about the Western Conference, the race right now, what the combine is going to be coming up, and what do you think in terms of projections as far as this really exciting and dynamic class that's going to be coming out and making their declaration for the NBA. Marcus Smart from Oklahoma State, he's already said he's headed to the NBA.
Well, you know, this is the big question now, because you've heard talk about maybe Jabari Parker goes back to Duke. You've heard the rumblings that we always hear this time of year, which is where all of a sudden you've got all these teams that have been counting on drafting a franchise-changing player, and some of those players are saying, maybe I'm going to go to school for one more year, and that's not what these teams want to hear, even though that really may be ultimately what's best for those players and for the NBA. Frankly, I hate the idea of a 19-year-old kid coming into the NBA with the expectation that, hey, you're going to change your franchise, and we don't really even know who that kid is as a player because he played 1 year in college and, you know, was highly touted in high school. In high school, these kids are, you know, somebody that's being touted like that's probably the best player in the state. They're not being challenged. Certainly, you think about LeBron James being crowned the king while he was still in high school on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's not facing too many challenges on a daily basis. So for somebody like that, then they play 1 year of college, and you're supposed to then come take over the NBA, which is still very much a man's league, although not as much as, you know, back in when I was growing up watching it, and it was just brutally tough every night. But, you know, that's a lot of expectation for a young kid to come in and do that. So the other side of that argument, though, is, hey, the money's there. If you're projected to be a lottery pick in the NBA draft, you go. I don't care if you're going to Duke or where you're going, to UConn or Kentucky. I don't care if there's a great coach there that's going to help you develop. If you're projected to be a lottery pick, you go, because you could get hurt. I mean, anything could happen. And then that ruins your shot at being in the NBA, the kind of thing that these kids have been working so hard for forever, you know, probably from the time they could walk. And that's tough. I think more guys than not will go ahead and put their names in for the draft.
Do you think the NBA having a new commissioner in Adam Silver that it is likely that he will raise the NBA age limit?
I don't know. There's an awful lot. For me personally, yes, please. Let's raise it. I mean, that's what the D-League is there for. That's what college is there for. Let them spend some time, more than 1 year, doing something, developing their games. Because you're putting an NBA GM in a very tough position to have to determine, you know, say you're Sam Hinkie, the new general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's say you're Sam, and you have just blown the team apart. You've traded Drew Holiday. You've traded Evan Turner. You have tanked. You've become the focus of scandal because people are so upset about how blatantly they've been tanking this season. And now you draft the guy. Let's say you draft, you know, the next great player, supposed to be. And then that player doesn't work out that way. That player just doesn't turn into that, you know, franchise sort of cornerstone. Then look at everything that you've put on the line. You've broken up a team. You've given away assets for nothing to get to the point where you can make that high draft pick. And then you're drafting a 19 or 20-year-old kid, hoping that when they're 23 or 24, they're amazing, and then they're not. I mean, that's such a huge risk. And I don't care how much you scout. I don't care how much you – and frankly, I learn more from talking to a player than from watching them play, or at least as much. When you're trying to discern between – this particular top player, that particular top player, the difference to me is I go sit down and talk with them, and I can make my decision based on that, based on how driven they are and what they have to say to the questions that you ask. So, yeah, I think so much goes into it, but you just don't know who's going to become, most of the time, you don't know who's going to become that next great player and who's going to be the next guy that you go, wow, Marvin Williams was drafted where? So it's a tough call, but for me, I would raise the age limit. I'm not sure that Joel Silver is going to make that kind of move right off the bat. I think he's going to kind of feel the waters out a little bit more.
The senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more as we continue our conversation. I want to get his thoughts on the new commissioner and perhaps the differences between Adam Silver and David Stern, what we can anticipate. So now he has taken over in 2014. And then I promise we are going to break down the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, too. We've got to find out and get the pulse on what in the world is going on with the Indiana Pacers and this meltdown. Much more straight ahead with Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insider. Stay close.